Welcome, everyone, for another Inside the Huddle. I'm your host, Jamie Blacker. Don Stocks along with me. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Jamie. Good to have you today.
Hey, where were you at last night?
We were at Tri-West last night as the Hot Dogs, both boys and girls, played a Sagamore Conference matchup against Tri-West, and both teams come out a little shorthanded. The boys got beat, I think it was 52-47, or maybe it was a three-point ball game, 50-47. And the girls got beat pretty soundly, but, you know, Coach Crawford says it's not about the win and losses right now. It's about are we getting better, and there are girls that are getting better.
Well, that's good to hear. Let's go over some scores from last night. In the Hoosier Heartland for the boys, Carroll upended Caston 68-62 in overtime. Clint Prairie Gophers beat Delphi last night 65-41. We'll talk with Coach Chad Peckinpah here later this morning at 9:45. Northwestern 44, Taylor 42 in a really close game. The Rossville Hornets 60, Frontier 24, Sheridan 63, Clinton Central 48 in a conference matchup. And then let's move over to the Sagamore Conference. Danville was winners over Southmont 55-49, Lebanon 60, Western Boone 52, Seeger over North Montgomery 50-45. And you're talking about the Tri-West Frankfort game, not Tri-West Bruins 52, the Hot Dogs 49, West Lafayette 64, Crawfordsville 62. In the Hoosier Conference last night in the area, Rensselaer upended North White 65-24, Tipton over Western 70-53, Twin Lakes over Tri-County 47-37, and West Lafayette 64, Crawfordsville 62. How about some girl scores, Don?
So not a lot of action last night. Last night, of course, the Lady Hot Dogs make a trip over to Tri-West, and they get beat over there 60-12. And Tri-Central, I'm trying to get all my scores here together. Tri-Central played last night, and the gals get the right page. They beat Eastern 39-30, and that's just about it for outside the two conferences that played. A lot of action today, as I know that Rossville's on their way to Tri-County to play this morning. And Carroll, the 80 girls, they're playing Culver, I think, today. And that's the team that the Bulldogs played last week and hammered them. And what a great segue into Coach Don Helmick. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you very well. You know, kind of unusual for you. I'm not counting today's ball game, but you're playing at 6 o'clock at Attica. Only one game. You've been hammering them off pretty good here through the first part of the season. Matter of fact, you're almost halfway through the season.
Yeah, we had, I think we've had three games in 10 days, 12 days. Since Thanksgiving, we've had three games. And now we've got like six in the next 9 days, so we'll be halfway over here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, you go up to Culver. That was a nice little trip, but a beautiful campus up there, and you just kind of put it to the home team. Talk a little bit about that ball game.
Well, you know, we're a team we don't play. Bill always brings his team down to our summer shootout, so we've got a relationship there. And I just knew it would be a good game for us. They're athletic now. They have kids that come and go because of, you know, being a military academy and all. But on film and different things, and then we're sitting there watching. I'm watching them warm up, and I'm thinking, man, why did we drive up here to play this team? Because I mean, you know, they had 2 6-footers. They have a 5'10" girl that returned. And you know, we started off sluggish, and I mean, it was like the light went on, and then, you know, we just couldn't do anything wrong and hit some shots. And, you know, the thing I'm most proud about is the way we're able to start understanding how to defend, how to help. You know, last year we took the approach that, hey, we didn't want to wear Carly Davison out. We didn't want to put her on the other team's best player. And, you know, this year we've kind of rolled the dice. And, you know, it's bit us a few times with foul trouble. But for the most part, she's – and that was early. And she's starting to figure out, you know, when you can and what you can't do. And then, you know, we got Sturber who, you know, can defend anybody as well.
Yeah, I know the last conversation that we had with you, we were talking about Carly Davison and her ability to get herself in foul trouble, but that's gotten better is what you're saying.
At least for the last three games it has. You know, we're trying to work on that every night at practice, and you know, it's not so much the fouls that she gets from being aggressive. It's the ones that are 84 feet away or the ones where you have no shot at getting a steal and you go through a girl's body to get to the ball. I mean, you gotta sometimes live to play another minute and just let that go, and I think she's starting to figure it out a little bit better.
Coach, we've been talking a lot to the other coaches about the new foul rule in high school basketball, where every quarter restarts and you're allowed to have five before you shoot two. How's that working out for you?
I don't actually see a big difference. The biggest difference that I've seen with our games, and maybe it's because we foul too much, is they're in the bonus in the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, and the fourth quarter. Whereas before, we may have 5 fouls in the first quarter, but they're not shooting free throws. So for our games thus far, I feel it's made our games longer.
Yeah, that's interesting because last night doing the boys' ball game at Tri-West with Frankfurt, it never got into shooting two shots, and the game went fast. I mean, it blew by.
Well, you got some referees that never blow their whistle, Don, so that's the difference.
That happened.
How about that, Coach Helling?
No comment.
Hey, Coach, you guys are off to a great start here. You're 7-1. You're averaging 57.1 in the game, and you're giving up 32. You're doubling up teams most night. You got to be happy with the start these Bulldog girls are giving you offensive-wise and defense.
Yeah, we're starting to figure some things out offensively and defensively. They're a close-knitted group of kids, and they off the basketball floor, they do things together. They, you know, they're there for one another, and you know as well as I do, and in high school athletics anymore, you can have the talent, but if you don't get along on the floor, you're not going to have a very successful season. And right now, we seem to we're being able to put both of those things together, and it's made things, you know, and you know, we have played some teams that just aren't, you know, as good as they normally are, and we're, you know, we're like a lot of single A teams. We're foul trouble or an injury from, you know, having anybody on our schedule beat us.
And I think that's very spot on your point about getting along on the floor. You can have a good team, but you can also have a great team if everybody fills their roles. And you can see that with some teams that just can never get over that hump. You got a game tonight at Attica. I don't think that's going to be a problem for you guys to go over there. And I want to go ahead one more game. Monday night, the Lebanon Tigers come in, and I saw your point guard, Carly Davidson, their dad at Clinton Prairie, taking a look at them, and I'm sure they said that Lebanon comes back with a little size, and they like to play physical, and of course you guys do, so it could be a pretty rough ball game Monday night at Clinton Central.
Yeah, and you know, and we know they there's probably a bitter taste in their mouth from last year when we went and played them in the Hickory Gym. You know, they led almost the entire game until about the 4-minute mark of the fourth quarter, and then we ended up, you know, kind of taking over. Getting the lead and then going on a 7-0 run to end the game. You know, and that's another one of those games that, you know, they're a little bit bigger than us as far as school size, but, you know, we need some physical games because, you know, like I said, on paper, there's not a team we can't beat, but also on paper, if we don't play like we're capable of, there's really not a team that can't beat us. You know, we're pretty solid right now, but we're definitely not a great team that can take moments off or look past anyone.
Coach, talk a little bit about Sarah Parkinson. We haven't talked about her and her importance of being down low and taking care of the boards.
Well, one of the things we've been able to do this year, and you know, a lot of it was due to what we saw last year with the way some teams were guarding her. And, you know, a lot of it started with Carroll last year, where they would, you know, double her up in the post and kind of take a player that was real physical, and if she fouls, she fouls. And, you know, they kind of beat up on her a little bit. And, you know, that was one of Sarah's weaknesses. And she's fought through that a lot, got a lot stronger. But the main thing is we've pulled her out. You know, she hit three threes the other day against Culver Academy. She's probably our second-best three-point shooter. So now if you're going to double-team her or body her up, we're going to get three free throws or you know, someone's going to be open. And she's a good enough passer that you put two girls out on her and she's going to find that open person. And for whatever reason, a lot of teams are using Serber's girl to go and double up. And, you know, I like our chances of Serber shooting an 8-foot wide open shot. So the what Sarah brings to the table and her ability to go inside and out has really allowed other kids to have some pretty good point nights.
How about the two gals coming off the bench, Riley Dellinger and Emily Long? How are they doing for you?
Emily's had some really, really good games where she's come off the bench and accepted her role. I think at Culver Academies, I think she ended up with 10 points off the bench. Riley's getting there. She's still not sure of herself. Some of the stuff she does at practice, if she would just emulate that in a game, you know, she'll cross over Carly, or which is a good defender. She'll cross her over in a half-court scrimmage or something and go right to the basket and hit a little layup there. And then in the JV even or varsity game, she just doesn't have the confidence to do that. But, you know, she defensively, and she's someone right now that when she goes on the floor, she's really not going to hurt you. She's just going to be one out there that you may or may not know she's out there because, you know, she kind of just does whatever's asked, and sometimes it's not the points or things that show up in the box score.
Well, you played up at Culver Academy, which kind of gets you set for running back and forth to Attica at your sectional. That's a good run also. But going up and taking a 3A team on like that and beating them up pretty good at their place has got to be a massive mental plus for your basketball team. And the guys now got to feel pretty confident about how they move from this point forward.
Yeah, I mean, just Culver Academies in general, they were so stinking athletic. And we even talked after the game that, you know, that was a huge win. Because Culver's not a terrible team. They're not, I think we ended up winning by 31, but they're not a us beat them by 31 type of team. So, yeah, I mean, just going up there, it's an hour and a half drive. When we get there, we didn't have a locker room. And then when we had a locker room, the girls went in at halftime and there was a guy in there. So, you know, we ended up having a locker room out in the hallway and we got people passing us. So there was a lot of dynamics going on and the girls, you know, ignored that stuff and played. And you know, on paper, they're probably from top to bottom the most athletic team we played. And, you know, and we told the girls, hey, they're more athletic, but you guys did the things that, you know, you've been coached to do, the ball fakes, the making the extra pass, and we still have points where, you know, that first shot looks really good and we get in a little spell where three or four trips down the floor we're launching stuff we shouldn't be launching. But other than that, that was just probably the best game we've played all year.
Speaking of Miles, Coach, here in a few weeks you're going to be logging, going to the east side of the state and playing in that Adams Central tournament. Talk a little bit about what you're expecting to get out of that for the Bulldogs and traveling all over Indiana, especially, you know, have to go to Attica and then later in the year go to Attica for the sectionals. Got to get you guys prepared to make a nice run.
Yeah, we, you know, that was the last thing Ray Jones did for us was help me get in this tournament. You know, they've got three teams that right now are ranked in their given classes. You've got Blackford that could be a potential championship game matchup, who went 22-2 last year and they're 8-1 and ranked, and you got Blue River Valley, who's always good here. So there's a lot of good teams and teams that we've never seen and has never seen us, and we're gonna make an overnight trip out of it, and the whole thought process was just to get an opportunity to play some teams we hadn't seen, and, you know, just to to hopefully go and compete and let some of these other coaches or areas see some of our kids that don't get the publicity that maybe some of these other kids are getting. So it's going to be, you know, we're going to get three games out of it. And you know, looking at the teams in it, there's a couple that are down, but the rest of them look like they're pretty solid teams. And you know, that first game is going to be a tough one because we've got the hour and a half bus ride and it's a 10 a.m. game. So we're going to have to leave pretty early. And you know, then after that, we'll get a little break and we're going to throw in some Christmas festivities for the kids and all. But, yeah, I mean, we're trying to play some teams. We threw Rochester on the schedule just to get some teams because, you know, last year at this time we finished the first part of the year 12-2, and then we finished, you know, January 5-5 or something. So we're trying to get a little bit tougher schedule now so that come January we'll be a little bit better prepared than we were last year.
I like the thought process behind it because when you go in the tournament, you've got to be prepared. You've got to have your team and prepared through the season for a lot of things that they weren't normally doing. And I think you guys are doing a lot of steps to get these girls prepared to make, you know, a nice run in 1A.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to make up for the little deficiencies we had last year, and a lot of it was just because of, I think, the scheduling and getting them in situations that they hadn't been in before. Culver Academies was supposed to be that way, and it started off that way, and, you know, we decided to play the best game we've ever had. So, you know, if we keep doing that, we'll be all right.
Well, Coach, go to Attica, have a great game tonight, and come back with another win, and then get yourself ready for Lebanon on Monday.
Yeah, I need to say two things if I can real quick.
Yep, sure can.
Number one, tonight or Monday, we're hoping, Sarah Parkinson will score her 1,000th point. Mm-hmm. She's 7 away from 1,000, and she's 32 away from being the school's leading scorer, taking over for Davidson, which is crazy that in the 80s and 90s, Clinton Central had, you know, some semi-state teams, but there's only two girls in the 1,000-point club. Well, one right now, one to be, in all that history. So, you know, that's going to happen tonight or Monday, hopefully, for sure. And then I had a couple, just a little note on how our girls and coaches are supporting each other. I had a couple family obligations yesterday and today, and our coaches took over for me, and the kids are running a youth camp this morning, our final day of youth camp, because I cannot be there. And you know, I just wanted to, for whoever hears this, to let them know I appreciate that.
Hey, Coach, can you also real quick expand? I've seen some things where you guys are supporting your community, giving away bikes and things like that. I think that's really cool. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, Dan Dockage started something about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, where he gave out bikes. And through Twitter, he and I contacted each other. And I thought, you know what, this would be a great thing to do. Well, it started off as one bike when I was at Caston. And this year, due to some help from a sponsor and different things, we were able to give out six bicycles to there was five kindergarten, first grade girls and one first grade boy. And strictly, basically all it is I reach out to the teachers and say, hey, who do you think needs a bicycle? I get names, and it's all luck of the draw. And, you know, this year we were able to do six, and the girls were presented the bikes to them. And, you know, I think in the end, you know, the championships and things are important, but, you know, it's important that you have memories like that and give back to the community so these kids, just the high school kids, see, you know, how they're looked upon as role models, and maybe when they're done and out and doing things in their adult life, they'll look back and say, hey, you know what, this was a cool thing. I'm going to try to do something like that. So, you know, on top of everything else, we're trying to help create some good future citizens. And you know, right now we got a great bunch of girls, and you know, they're doing everything we ask, or even things that we don't ask, but they come up with to help the youth in the area.
just tells you why it's important to have athletics, good athletics in your school system. It's all about life lessons, and boy, is that a big one right there.
Yep, and we've, like I said, we've just got a bunch of great kids. It's a great community. We've got some help on that. So, you know, if we ever need something, we just reach out to someone, and usually we'll have it. So, you know, right now the community's buying in, and our fans are starting to get to some games. The bad part is we've got so many away games right now, and they're not close enough for people to want to drive to. So, you know, but we'll have a home game Monday, and then we got one next Friday with Tri-Central, so hopefully we'll get a few more fans out for the girls' side as well.
So just set Sarah out when she starts getting close so that she can do it on Monday at home.
I'm worried we might have to set her out in the first quarter.
Well, Coach, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say at Culver, she had like the first 9 points of the game. So, you know, she does that tonight. She's got it in 2 minutes.
Well, have a great ball game. We'll catch you here in a little bit down the road. And keep winning, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, we were speaking with Coach Don Helmick of the Clinton Central Bulldog. Coming up next, it'll be Jamie and Don talking about athletics, which, you know, we never know which way it'll go. We want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky's, Barrett Farms Express, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
This holiday season, Winsky Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskyBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winsky Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winsky Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky's, Barnett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Man, Jamie, has Don Helmick taken a program that he took from the Frankfort coach, Mr. Crawford, and has taken it to the extra level?
How can you not play for a guy like that?
Yeah,
I mean, he pushes my buttons every week on everything he says and just... You know, he's spot on. He's community oriented. He's got those girls doing a lot of good things. I mean, there's just not enough things you can say about Clinton Central right now and how good it is.
Yeah, he comes across as this real rough guy, but he does what he has to do as a coach to get the attentions and then allow the girls to do what they do best.
So we tagged him last week, the hottest team in the area. I still think they're there. Nobody's knocked them off yet.
Boy, and they run in a tournament round to a opportunity of making it even to the semifinals because of the route that they're going.
I think after tonight and Monday night, you'll see how good the Bulldogs really are.
Well, it'll be fun. It would be great to go up and Central, you should be doing that. Head up to Adams Central to that tournament and see some great basketball because the Bulldogs are going to be right in that mix, and that's probably where they'll they'll catch the eye and people will start talking about it.
I really like that thought process of playing teams you're not normally playing. Central's a really good team. Why play some of these local teams that are not the greatest? And I'm not talking just about the Clinton County teams. You're going to play them. But sometimes these teams, you just keep playing teams over and over and over again. It just doesn't do anybody any good. And Central's stepping out of their comfort zone. They're going somewhere. I mean, they could get blown out three games over there. But I bet they don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really think they're going to go over there and play well. And that's why my point to him was setting them up for a tournament run, because you're going to play in gyms you never play in before. And you're going to play in front of hostile crowds and stuff. And even in class basketball, the crowds aren't as big. But in these 1A tournaments, they're usually typically in little smaller gyms. But all four teams are there. It's loud. I think he's on the right track. Whatever they're doing over there, it's working.
Well, you make a great point about just getting people out of their comfort area, because that's what's going to happen when they get into the tournament. I mean, that added pressure of one and done, and the ability to handle that because you've done it throughout the season.
And you're big on these schools are reaching the youth, and I think you got another example last night you witnessed.
I do. I do want to talk about that, and I just can't, for me, tell you how important that is. The bicycle program at Central, heck, those kids are going to remember that the rest of their lives. And if they're athletic or play sports, that draws them in, because we want to be like that person. At Tri-West last night, between the boys and the girls, I'm going over to get the starting lineups, and I'm coming down Tri-West side, and they've got this line of young kids down the baseline as the team's warming up, and when they come through, it's the knuckles and the high fives. And so I stopped and I told a gentleman there, I said, man, this is the right thing to do. He goes, well, these are all of our athletes of the week this week. They're down here with the guys. And it wasn't the fact that they were being ignored, not at all. The guys coming through at the varsity level, high fiving them, talking to them, they talk back. That's the stuff that's so important that we've all kind of lost ourselves through. And I think a lot of that has to do, maybe, I don't know, with AAU, but I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that everything is now worldwide. And we're more concerned about ourselves as a team and not about how you continue to build your future.
Well, I think you got to be a coach like Don Helmick or Cale Morris. I mean, I know I'm personally working with Cale at Clinton Prairie right now. He's reaching out to the young grades every day because he knows that's the future. And, he's doing whatever it takes to give the younger coaches, the preparation they need and whatever they need to get those girls to play extra basketball. And plus, he's involved in it. And those young girls really reciprocate to that high school coach coming and see him. I mean, he's more than welcome to our practice. He knows that. He'll stop in. He'll see something. And he was like, hey, can I interject here? And he jumps in, and the girls really respond to that. And I think that's just great. There's a lot of coaches in the area that do that, but there's some coaches that just don't. They expect those kids to be ready. There's some programs outside our community I've been watching over the years that I think they think, especially the bigger programs, those kids should be ready when they get there. Well, not every kid or not every group of kids get the same coaching as other kids. And there's sometimes groups come through and it's like, how'd that happen? Well, you look all the way back, nobody coached them all the way along, or nobody gave them anything extra. And it's just, for high school programs, I think kids nowadays are going to be ready for them that, at high school level. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, all good points. And you throw Matt Crawford in on the mix now, as he's now with the Youngs with the Hot Dogs. And then you've got out at Rossville bringing back Jennifer Jacoby, which probably a lot of kids don't even know Jennifer's past because of how long ago it was. But to bring back a name like Jennifer Jacoby's at Rossville, I think is huge for your program, because Jennifer is kind of like the mix of everybody else that's going on. Going to be good basketball down the line. Everybody just needs to be a little patient for it.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of good things going on in the area. We got Coach Brady Wiles on the line yet? Nope, we're not there yet. So big games tonight in the area, Don. You got a game tonight?
We are. We are heading to Western. The Hornets finish up their preseason. I'm Coach Dunn, if you're listening. You're finishing up your preseason. Now you're getting ready to get into your season. As you have Western, and then next week you have the Carroll Cougars coming into the Hive, and we're going to be there for that ball game also. And we look forward. I think it'll be a good test for the Hornets.
A lot of good teams in a Hoosier Heartland Conference right now. Clinton Prairie is sitting at 4-0. Rossville's 4-1. Tri-Central's 3-1. Sheridan's 3-1. Carroll's 3-1. And Taylor is 4-2. That's a good mix of teams that are doing really well.
Yeah, well, the Bulldog or the Gophers on the road at Delphi winning last night. Now they're going to be at home against Western Boone tonight.
Yeah, we're going to talk Coach Peckinpah here at 9:45 about last night's game and playing, Western Boone tonight. You know, Jake McGraw's doing real well, and we're going to hear, how he's progressing. And there's another 1,000-point score getting ready to happen here in a few weeks, Don.
Man, that's pretty cool. That's pretty tough to do. Even though you're doing playing 4 years, that's scoring a lot of points in a 4-year period of time. And congratulations to those guys. Hey, last night I got my first look at the hot dogs. I just don't get why they're not winning. They're athletic. They're not selfish. They look for the open man. Kai Kirby had a good ball game last night, but actually coming off the bench, it was Alex Farley, and I'm going to get you his picture. He was the guy's player of the game last night, coming off the points with bench with 13 points. The only thing that stuck out in my eye was Edwin Wainscott. Edwin Wainscott, probably a name that you don't talk a lot about, but he had a really good basketball game last night away from the ball, picking up loose rebounds and kicking the ball out to the open guy. And it's difficult to find young kids that will play a role in high school because everybody wants to be the big dog.
Hot dogs are 0-4, Don.
Yep.
But their offensive average is 53.3. Their defensive average is 57.8. I was just looking this up because I'm thinking to myself, they're in every ball game. They just can't get over the hump. They're right there. They're only losing by 4 or 5 points a game.
They got to make it a half-court game, Jimmy. When they play a half-court game, they're very patient. That's how they started out last night. Very patient, working the shot, getting the icy shot, and we'll throw it down to Strode, let him lay one in, or Kai Kirby being able to dribble penetrate. But then they got caught up in the speed of the game and Tri-West. I mean, you go from 7 up to 6 down in a matter of 2 minutes right before half, and the Dogs had a difficult time getting it back.
So they got Northwestern tonight at Case Arena. Mm-hmm. Northwestern's 3-2. Northwestern also has been a very close ball game every night they've played. So it should be another interesting game at Case Arena tonight. May the Dogs get them.
Yep, I hope they get their first win, because if they can get it, I think they'll feed off that and get themselves rolling.
Well, we're supposed to have Coach Brady Wiles on this morning. I maybe need to remind him on a text, but let's talk about the Carroll Cougars, Don. Have you been and watched them here lately?
I've not. We've not seen the boys play yet this year. We've been to the girls' games. They're heading to Culver today, and what a great test. We're going to maybe find out a little bit how they line up with the Bulldogs, who just blew them out of their place, and it's a trip up for the Cougars. And they were struggling a little bit themselves, and I think a lot of it is for me, this is my viewpoint, is that they've put way too much pressure on themselves of trying to win every ball game, and I just think if they can relax and get themselves into their points of where they were last year, I think they'll be okay, but they need to just relax a little bit.
Well, the Carroll Cougars, another team that's on the girls' side, is preparing themselves for, the tournament. They went there around Thanksgiving to Northridge, and I think they got, Northridge is a 4A program, yep, really good, and, they got beat by 30 points up there. So it had to be a learning lesson that, hey, we got things to work on, and then, Western got them, then they came back this week and knocked off Taylor and Tri-County on big margins.
Yeah, and then they have an opportunity playing Western again in their holiday tournament. So that'll be interesting if that matchup occurs. In their holiday tournament, they start off with the University, which will be a nice little test for them also.
Hey, Don, let's take a commercial, and we'll come back see if we can get Coach Brady Wiles on the line. If not, we'll talk more about local things going on.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be right back. We want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.